and the cherubim and seraphim standing about the throne, the six-winged and many-eyed ones do not depart, standing before the Lord's face doing his will, and cover his whole throne, singing with gentle voice before the Lord's face, Holy, 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 Lord ruler of Sabaoth, heavens and earth are full of your glory. When I saw all these things, those men said to me, Enoch, thus far is it commanded us to journey with you. And those men went away from me, and thereupon I saw them not. And I remained alone at the end of the seventh heaven, and became afraid, and fell on my face, and said to myself, Woe is me, what has befallen me? And the Lord sent one of his glorious ones, the archangel Gabriel, and he said to me, Have courage, Enoch, do not fear, arise before the Lord's face into eternity, arise, come with me. And I answered him, and said in myself, My Lord, my soul is departed from me, from terror and trembling, and I called to the men who led me up to this place. On them I relied, and it is with them I go before the Lord's face. And Gabriel caught me up as a leaf caught up by the wind, and placed me before the Lord's face. And I saw the eighth heaven, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Muzaloth, changer of the seasons, of drought and of wet, and of the 12 constellations of the circle of the firmament, which are above the seventh heaven. And I saw the ninth heaven, which is called in Hebrew, Kushavim, where are the heavenly homes of the 12 constellations of the circle of the firmament.